know, as a landowner, he's asking for the opportunity for the zoning change. Seems like he should have the opportunity to do that. Not that we have to approve it, but have the right to do that and go before the planning. Because if we deny, it still goes before the planning
commission. Whichever recommendation
yeah.
you make,
either
that
way.
Recommendation goes to the county commission.
There's a Brass Mountain Resort right around the corner there, and that's got, I think, seven or eight cabins, which is basically the same thing for fishermen. They're not big rentals. They come down on the weekends. Then across the lake, there's
so do we have enough information for someone to make a motion one way or the other for a vote?
I'd make a motion for approval.
Okay. Let me read the motion. Would be the motion to recommend approval of application RZ2022-004 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Mosquito Blue Enterprises LLC, Scott Fuller, for the parcels located at 1154 Yoakum Creek Road to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district, in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So would there be a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approval of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that was four opposed.
Yeah, if we can get the... Who voted what?
I vote no. I tend to agree with Dave.
So you got Howard? Yes.
The yeses are. You got it? And opposed? So 4-3?
Four in favor and three opposed.
Yes.
Okay. County Commission, same room, 9 a.m. a week from today. 21st.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Next, we'll move up. We've got several conditional use permits. So the first one up is 430 Lone Pine Road.
So your applicant, Devin Milo, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 430 Lone Pine Road, Branson. For the Taney County's assessor's information, single-family home is located on Lot 22, Block 1 in the Skyline subdivision. It was built in 1993. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So looking up on our screen, this is our standard staff recommendations for nightly rental conditional use. Highlighted in red are changeable conditions, which this one, based on the four bedroom, would have an occupancy of 10. For occupancy of 10, we need a total of 5 parking spaces. And then we've added 10, so the on-site septic system would be upgraded or evidence the system is sized for 10 occupants. With review or permit through the Taney County Environmental Services would be a requirement before they could start renting. So this is State Highway 265. Of course, Animal Safari takes off up here. This is Skyline Road, and I've got the parcel highlighted. There's our zoning layer. There were some permitted special use permit nightly rentals in the past, and I've just started those two. Just some pictures of the home. Try to get you a street view looking both directions. And then our property lines. And I think it's right in this area right here. It's pretty close to the garage. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Applicant here. You want to come on up? Your name, and just want to give an overview of the project?
Yep, Devin Milo. We bought the property, towards the end of last summer. Basically, just we fixed it up. Unfortunately, we ran into so many issues that we went over budget and decided that we'd have to do some nightly rentals to help pay for those. We've already put roughly about $50,000 into improvements and still plan on putting about another $20,000 or $30,000 into it this year. The person that was living there before, it was kind of a junkyard. There were six or seven cars all scattered throughout the property. Didn't look like the yard or anything was taken care of, so we basically came in, kind of cleaned it up. Plan on keeping it nice and clean with maintenance, yard maintenance, everything like that. There is no neighbor behind me. There's a wooded lot to the right of me. There's an empty lot to the left of me. And the neighbor to the north is also a rental too. It's a great house. We plan on being down there with my family a lot this summer, and whenever we're not down there, we just plan on trying to make a little extra money to help pay for some renovations.
Any questions for the applicant?
Scott, this is capable of having five vehicles, correct? Five parking spaces?
There is a drive, and you can see the vehicles here, where one to two vehicles could park. For sure, two in the drive, and then the two-car garage, so yes. I mean, it would be tight. They just can't park out on the street like they are here. But there is, and I showed you a picture of that drive.
Any other questions? Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application?
Yes.
Not opposed, but for the application.
Opposed? Yes.
Okay. So do we have anyone that signed up that's in opposition of this application? And do you guys have an order you want to go in, or do we just want to start here and go that? You mind being first? If you want to go ahead and have a seat, sir.
Okay, my name is Jim Webb. My address is 1231 Skyview Drive, which is in this same subdivision, but a little bit further down. As you can see, this is a bit of an odd-shaped subdivision because it's right on the ridge, but that is the most dense part. And it's the only part of the subdivision that actually has two parallel roads in it. And it's the one on the left, obviously. You can see from the square. The other one in the other road, the one that I live on, is that road just to the right of Lone Pine. So we are opposed for a number of reasons. First of all, the new regulations, planning and zoning regulations, have eight conditions which they're all that this is supposed to meet, and from the experience we've had with the other two nightly rentals, which are just north of that one, were approved in the previous land use guidelines, and they don't meet any of the guidelines. Now obviously they don't have to, but they don't meet it and never have. So they have been nothing but trouble, and particularly with parking, with noise, and with trash. So, and again, this is the most dense section, plus it is one of two only ways to get out of there. So if the main road there, the Skyline, is not available, there's somebody stopped there, which does happen from time to time. That's the only way to get around and get out from the north end. If not, you'd have to go down to the south end, which, if you're going north out of the neighborhood, adds about 2 or 3 miles to your trip. The other thing is, so we don't see how it can possibly meet all 8 of the conditions that are listed in the new guidelines. In addition, this is in the Skyline subdivision, and there is a provision in the new planning and zoning regulations under which this conditional permit is being requested. And in section 24, excuse me, that's article 24 under nightly rentals, section 24.020, it provides for the commission to be, to allow the commission to consider the covenants of the neighborhood or the, what did I just say, the subdivision. And I can, right now, one of those conditions which we all agree to when we buy these properties is, number one, all lots shall be used for residential purposes only. And this is a nightly rental, which is classified under the commercial areas of this existing regulations that we're under. How much time do I have left? The other thing I would like to convince, and this is, I would like to convince the commission and ultimately the Board of Adjustment as well, that nightly rentals have no business being on or in residential neighborhoods. And I can tell you that we happen to come here every time a nightly rental goes up here in our neighborhood, that we have to be here and spend our time fighting about this. I don't think it's unreasonable for us to ask the commission and for the, including the Board of Adjustment, to at least honor our subdivision regulations, which are duly filed with the county. Otherwise, who's going to do this? What if I can't be here on a day? I can't participate. So it's really frustrating. We're asking for you to deny this for those primary reasons, and I can go into others, but maybe the folks that will bring it up will, or that will come up here opposed to this, will bring up those as well.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Becky Penrod. I live at 748 Skyline Road. I am against the nightly rental. Jim stated it very well, but I will. They have no business in our residential neighborhoods. I've lived here over 40 years. You guys have got to, I don't know, do any of you live next door to an overnight rental? Any of you? Well, they're a problem for me, I can tell you. The trash, the traffic, that road, Lone Pine, I drove down it today. That is not designed for a lot of traffic. It's going to cause a problem. So, in fact, I would go so far as to say our overnight rentals are going to become Taney County's next timeshare problem. So please, please, do something, or at least limit where you're putting these overnight rentals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. My name is Adam Zimmerman. I live just two doors down from here. I'm at 195 Black Oak Drive, which
We moved from Overland Park, Kansas. We have only owned there since October. So we're actually, I say we're two